I drive around with a car that's got an Obama for President sticker on it. But I'm embarrassed by the actions of the United States Department of Justice.
Missoula County Attorney Fred Van Valkenburg today laying out his case for refusing to cooperate with federal investigations of local sexual assault allegations. Good evening, I'm Courtney Anderson.
And I'm Sarah Jovetic, and that's our top story tonight on Montana Evening Edition.
Van Valkenburg maintained his defiant tone against the Federal Department of Justice during his presentation before City Club Missoula, a nonpartisan local public forum. The DOJ recently announced findings of its year-long investigation into how sex assault allegations are handled by the University of Montana and the Missoula Police Department. Both entities have agreed to improve their responses to sex crime complaints. The lone holdout has been Van Valkenburg's county attorney's office. The sex assault story was broken by Missoulian newspaper reporter Gwen Florio in 2011, with, among other things, a report of an alleged gang rape possibly perpetrated by UM football players. Van Valkenburg says he still doesn't understand why the DOJ wants to investigate his office. He assumes it's partly because a decision was made against filing charges in that alleged gang rape.
The evidence is so weak. In fact, the victim herself says that she never really spoke out, saying that she was not consenting to the sex that was involved, and further that she had no reason to say that the young men who were allegedly involved in this gang rape would have known that she was objecting to this. Based on her statements in that regard, there was absolutely insufficient and no basis. There wasn't even probable cause to consider charging someone with an offense under that situation.
Van Valkenburg says he heard there were other alleged cases of sexual assaults, cases that he says he knows nothing about because they were never referred to his office or even to law enforcement for investigation. He suggested the Missoulians' coverage helped draw the attention of the feds.
Gwen Florio was incapable of writing a story about this issue without regurgitating about 10 paragraphs of what had gone on before. It was this constant rub-it-in-your-face approach that she took to the whole thing. I mean, you need to give readers a little bit of background as to the context of what's going on, but you don't need to continually rub past stories into the face of the readers and, you know, people like the attorneys or the defendants in particular cases. And that was the approach that Gwen Florio and I would say Sherry Devlin, her editor, took with respect to unbelievable numbers of stories.
Missoulian editor Sherry Devlin strongly defends the paper's coverage of the sexual assault allegations and subsequent investigations, describing it as fair, balanced, and impartial.
We only wrote stories when there was new information to impart to readers. It is standard journalistic practice to include background information from previous stories. You can never assume, as a journalist, your readers have read all of the preceding stories. Therefore, you always include, as part of a new story, some of that background. I think that Gwen Florio did an excellent job of coverage of the sexual assault allegations and of the investigations, one of which is still in progress of the Missoula County Attorney's Office.
Van Valkenburg says the DOJ has at best questionable authority to investigate his office and even outline what it's allegedly done wrong. He adds that while UM and the Missoula Police Department receive substantial federal funding, the county attorney's office receives no such direct funding.
So I think that the federal government DOJ's assertion that we are somehow or another legally responsible for claims of illegal discrimination against women based on the fact that we are a recipient of federal money is bogus. I think it's disingenuous on their part, and I don't think that it's going to stand up for more than about 30 days if they actually file a lawsuit and claim that's the basis that they have to come after us.
Van Valkenburg also maintains federal investigators refuse to acknowledge U.S. Supreme Court case law prohibiting anyone from suing a prosecutor, which may interfere with his or her discretion.
I think that we have essentially called their bluff. I think they're used to acting as bullies. They're used to sort of getting their way. While I recognize that President Engstrom and Mayor Engen had their own reasons for agreeing to settle with the Department of Justice, they didn't have the kind of law on their side that I think we do in the county attorney's office.
He suggested political correctness was the root of much of the Department of Justice's complaints.
Apparently, it's a federal crime if a police officer asks a woman if she has a boyfriend, because that's one of their great findings that they had in this whole thing, that was somehow or another evidence of illegal discrimination because a police officer asked a woman if she had a boyfriend. I think this whole thing happened to a large degree in 2012 because it was a presidential election year, because the people in the Department of Justice Civil Rights Division thought somehow or another they were doing the administration a favor by showing that they somehow or another cared more about women than other people cared.
Van Valkenburg concluded his remarks by saying he believes his stance is the right one and that it's never a mistake to do the right thing.